All right, everybody, welcome. Oh my goodness gracious, what a beautiful day outside. I'm living my best life, okay? I'm having a blast right now. I'm wearing a great tie that I forgot that I had. It's one of those kind of times when you're reflecting on life, when you're reflecting on the past few days, the volunteering I've been doing with the teen group. It's inspiring. It's noble. Makes me want to dance a little bit. Let's go. Oh, yeah. We're moving our shoulders. We're grooving. We're being. We're live on Instagram. We're going to be posting this show to all the social medias out there. You know what I'm talking about. The Rumbles, the Facebooks, the Twitters, the YouTubes. Come on now. Doo-doo-doo. Beat out wow. Bap, bap, bap. Come on now. Matthew Everett Show starting. I'm going to do a little longer of an intro here. Why? Because it's National Donald Duck Day. It's also, we're going to talk about how not to be saturnine. You don't want to be saturnine. You want to be like me right now, okay? Alive, happy, bold, joyful. The opposite of saturnine. But we have the Matthew Everett Show. I'm in a continued state of betterment, and I'm in a positive force for good. Okay, and I know you want to be as well, because you're my audience and you're watching, and I'm so thankful that you're here. Let's begin the show. So I was recently volunteering, and I just did the teen rally at church. And yes, I'm exhausted. Yes, I'm recovering. And yes, my wallet is covered in marshmallow, and I still have blue in my left ear. But all that said is I'm having a great time. I had a blast. It was inspiring to see the youth have fun, to learn about God, and to hear them talk with each other and experience life together this past week. And so I was praying about it, and I was so humbled by the thought that, yes, I was able to volunteer, but it was life enriching. And so, no, I'm not a father, but I do plan on being a father in the future. And so I was just thinking about my Lord and my church, and I wanted to refer, to go to the source of all wisdom, the Bible, and read a couple verses to bring perspective and insight on the need for taking care of quality children. Let's go. Psalm 127, verses 3-4. Lo, children are an inheritance of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. So one, it's good to have children. It's good to have many children so that you can have a lot of arrows in your quiver, I guess. But you want to build a quality community. Okay, how do you do that? You have quality people. How do you do that? You raise them right. And then you focus on creating quality people, making them better than you are. That's the goal of parenting, I was told. And so when you make them better than you are, you're making the community better. You're making the world better. You're providing for the world when you raise children that fear God, that love church, that love the community. I'm in America. They love America. Let's go. Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. That's fascinating. That's interesting. Let's continue. Some commentary is going to coming. Ephesians 6:1-4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. You got to raise them right. I'm an uncle, and my sister and my brother-in-law are raising some beautiful nephews of mine, and I'm extremely thankful for that. They're going to be quality citizens. They're going to be quality Americans. They're going to be quality Christians. Now, you want more good. You don't want more bad. In recent episodes, we've been talking about godlessness. We've been talking about how you need the Lord. And then godlessness is the cause of a lot of people's problems, a lot of the world's problems. And if they're raised correctly and you rear them in the way of the Lord, Now, like I said, I'm not a parent, okay? I'm just an uncle. And I was raised right personally by two people that fear the Lord and love the Lord, that are involved in the community. They're involved in their churches. So, I mean, strong families build strong communities. How do you have for strong families? Let's keep going back. Well, you got to have kids that are raised right. And so, one of the things that I love that I had this thought a while ago, who doesn't love a well-raised dog? when they don't sniff your crotch and they stay down and they obey and they're adorable and they're obedient and just wonderful. It's just wonderful to see a well-behaved dog. The same thing is with children. When they wave to you at the grocery store, when they remember something that you told them, when they brighten your day with something silly that they just said, come on, it's wonderful. And you just want more of it. So those people that I see that have well-raised dogs, well-behaved dogs, you guys need to have some children, okay? Those that have children that are really well-behaved, you need to get a dog. We need better dogs out there. There's some bad dogs out there, and I don't like a bad dog. I love a great dog. I don't like a bad dog. And I know that's kind of common sense, but some people even love bad dogs, and I don't their heart must be bigger than mine. Anyways, when it comes to raising kids and raising quality citizens, we complain about politics all the time. Well, if we had better people in office that were raised right, that feared God, maybe we wouldn't have less problems. We would have less problems. I mean, it's like, it's so simple, but yeah, I know it's complicated. I understand that I was an ornery teenager. I understand that that ups and downs and all arounds when it comes to life. You're rearing a human here, okay? I'm not ignorant to that. And I understand there's gonna be great things. There's gonna be fantastic moments. There's gonna be memory-filled days that you never want to forget and never want to end because it's so wonderful. And then there's gonna be days that you want to go to bed early because you want that day to end as soon as possible. I completely understand that. I completely understand that. But you just wanna you wanna do that. So you wanna protect them. You wanna care for them. You wanna raise them right. You want God-fearing quality citizens. Okay. So go out there, have some children, raise them right. Let's do this. Okay. Let's create a better community. Okay. Matthew Edwards Show. Our specialty.shop can service all of your loose leaf tea needs. Ooh. Ooh, that's good tea. Ooh my. Matt, what are you drinking today? I'm drinking Ceylon tea. It's full-bodied, has a nice dark black appearance, and a wonderful taste. So it has a classic black tea flavor, but a little bit more enhanced. So I'm getting notes of a little bit of natural lemon, even though I didn't put any in the tea. There's an herb that I'm tasting as well, and it's wonderful. It's refreshing. Ourspecialtea.shop can service all of your loose leaf tea needs. Go to ourspecialtea.shop and shop their wonderful menu. I'm drinking Ceylon. You should too. Ourspecialtea.shop. Word of the day. You got to use your words. Otherwise, you're going to lose your words. Matt, what do you mean when you say that? The English language is vast. The English language is large, and it takes a long time to learn it. And therefore, you just got to keep at it. You got to keep going. We go to school for it a while. We go for 12 years almost. And a certain number of words in the English language are diminished and disappear forever each day. Matt, which ones were those? I don't know. We weren't saying them. But the word of the day is saturnine. Saturnine is the word of the day. It's an adjective. It's spelled S-A-T-U-R-N-I-N. Saturnine. Matt, what does saturnine mean? It's a literary word that typically describes people who are glum and grumpy, or things that suggest or express gloom. It can also mean slow to act or change. Okay, guys, they gave it to me. So saturnine means to act slow or change, and it also means to be glum or grumpy and express gloom. Okay, here we go. I'm gonna try to put it multiple times in a sentence. Here we go. In Washington, because of the saturnine display of the saturnine policies, a lot of saturnine situations happen. Was that good? Kind of. Saturnine is the word of the day. Let's use it in a sentence, an actual sentence that uses it correctly. Wink. A walk in the sunshine can improve your mood significantly, raising the spirits of the even most saturnine among us. You don't want to be saturnine. You want to be joyful. You want to be alive. You want to be spirited. You want to have happy thoughts. You don't want to have saturnine thoughts. You don't want to have dark, gloomy, grumpy thoughts. You want to smile. Smile with your thoughts. Don't have saturnine thoughts. Saturnine is the word of the day. S-A-T-U-R-N-I-N-E. It's an adjective. Use it in your vocabulary today. Saturnine. National Day, you got to celebrate life. And it's easy to do so when you go to nationaldaycalendar.com. It is National Donald Duck Day. Oh, my goodness gracious. Who doesn't love Donald Duck? Okay, raise your hand. Comment down below. You love Donald Duck? It's Donald Duck Day, National Donald Duck Day on June 9th. Each year commemorates the birthday of a funny animated cartoon character. Donald Duck made his first screen debut on June 9th, 1934. I like Donald Duck. I used to play a video game called Kingdom Hearts, and I would always level up Donald Duck first because he had magic abilities and could heal your character if they were wounded. Usually wearing a sailor suit with a cap and a black and or red bow tie with no pants. Donald Duck is most famous for his semi-intelligible speech, along with his mischievous and irritable personality. I am unable to do the Donald Duck voice. I'll attempt it. I don't know. We're not doing that live on the air anymore. It sounds weird. Wink. Use hashtag Donald Duck Day in your social media posts today. Coral Triangle Day. Oh, I love a coral reef. Coral reefs are beautiful. Let's read. Every year on June 9th, Coral Triangle Day celebrates the rich resources of this epicenter of marine biodiversity. The day also encourages us to learn more about the coral triangle. Take care of the ocean. Take care of the water. Take care of your lives. Fish are wonderful and beautiful. And if you want it to remain wonderful and beautiful, you'll take care of it. And you'll use hashtag Coral Triangle Day in your social media posts today. National Movie Night. You got to watch a movie at night, man. That's good stuff. I'm thinking about going to see that new Transformers tonight. So National Movie Night will be celebrated today. Pop some popcorn, grab a blanket on your favorite buddy, on your, what does that say? It's a typo on the website. There you go. nationaldaycalendar.com. Put away the cell phones. Goodness. I'm just trying to read here, folks. And put away the cell phones and the tablets and go watch a movie. It's nighttime, movie night day. Use hashtag National Movie Night in your social media posts today. Ooh, National Earl Day. Use hashtag National Earl Day in your social media posts today. Do you know any Earls out there? I know a few Earls with the first names, and I know a lot of Earls with the last name. National Earl Day. Use hashtag National Earl Day. And give somebody named Earl a high five. Come on now. Who doesn't love Earls? I've never met an Earl I didn't like. It's a real thing. National Strawberry Rhubarb Pie Day. I love strawberries. I love rhubarb in other dishes, and together they create a wonderful pie. Strawberry rhubarb pie. It's sweet. It's tart. It's wonderful. You can eat it cold, room temperature, hot, right out of the oven. Lava, but it's delicious lava right out of the oven. National Strawberry Rhubarb Pie Day. Guys, go to nationaldaycalendar.com to celebrate life, and it's easy to do so when you go to that website, except for those typos. National Day. Renewed Restoration. I'm sitting here in the Renewed Restoration Studios, and Joe Parsley is a wonderful man of God. And live commercials. 317-339-5644. Call Joe Parsley to get your exterior checked out, inspected. Get a free estimate on roofing, siding, or gutters today. 317-339-5644. Renewed Restoration. Guys, I'm a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I've got joy in my heart caused by the Holy Spirit, and I wanted to sing today about that situation. Just the refrain, okay? It's good. It's an old hymn. It's classic. It's wonderful. Let's sing. Saved by His power divine, saved to new life sublime. Life now is sweet, and my joy is complete, for I'm saved, saved, saved. I love that song. Weird news. I love weird things and I love news. And together it creates one of my favorite segments of the Matthew Reverend Show, Weird News. Okay, this one is interesting because it was on several different news outlets and websites, but this is on coasttocoastam.com. I will be putting a link in the post. Headline, Las Vegas police investigate report of aliens in family's backyard. Now, initially that sounds ridiculous, but then because of the multiple sources and what I'm about to read, it gets weird. Police officers in Las Vegas were left scratching their heads when they responded to a call from a family who claimed that there were a pair of aliens in their backyard. The bizarre incident, which came to light this week, reportedly began shortly before midnight on April 30th, when a bright object was seen falling from the sky. Captured on a police officer's body camera, the curious event became even weirder around an hour later when a family in the city phoned 911 and relayed an astounding story. According to the caller, something landed in their backyard and two beings that appeared to be aliens had exited the object. Quote, there's an 8-foot-like person beside it and another one inside, end quote. He said, quote, it's looking at us, end quote. Sensing that the dispatcher might not take the call seriously, I wonder why, the bewildered witness declared, quote, I swear to God, this is not a joke, end quote, and indicated that the family was terrified by what they were seeing. He went on to muse that, quote, they look like aliens to us, and described the, end quote, and described the beings of having large, shiny eyes. Despite the sheer strangeness of the situation, authorities took the matter seriously and dispatched officers to the home to investigate. Good. And body camera footage from one of the cops, he can be heard marveling, quote, everyone saw a shooting star, then these people say there's aliens in their backyard, end quote. When the police arrived on the scene, about a half hour later, are you sure they took it seriously? Or do we need more cops? Look at that police time. Half hour? The beings and their craft had apparently departed, though the family were unwavering in their account and what had happened in a separate witness. Okay, long story short, there's a video in the clip that I'm going to put. Okay, cops show up. These people were freaked out. And then they, like five or six of them had the same exact account of the same exact situation. So therefore, it brings clout to it. I guess they all could have collaborated on a big lie. But when other neighbors that were stopped said, I saw something too, not the aliens, but they heard and saw the light flash and they heard the craft. Okay, so that's weird. That's fascinating. It goes on to describe each individual's account and how they all collaborate. And then the cop makes a joke at the end of the video. Matt, do you believe in aliens? These people saw something. And then the video of the body camera with the flashing green light that's shot through the air. Yeah, that's weird too. Okay. I do understand that there are things that I cannot comprehend. I do understand that the government probably is protecting us from things that we can't comprehend. All that said is that's weird and that's news. Weird news. Kingdom Landscape. Call Austin Moxley at 317-296-3974 for a free estimate on your landscaping and hardscaping needs. Austin Moxley is a wonderful individual and a man of the community. He's helping out right now. I've got a couple of friends that are helping on a job site. I'm doing the Matthew Evern Show, and they are landscaping. But all that said is call Austin Moxley for a free estimate on your landscaping and hardscaping needs. 317-296-3974. Kingdom Landscape. Guys, it's that time again where I gotta, make a sandwich because I'm hungry and it's the end of the show. I love you. God loves you. And God loves all the little children of the world, okay? He does. Red and yellow, black and white. They are precious in His sight. Guys, you gotta take care of the children. You gotta be with the kids too, because if you consider yourself to be a good person, you want that good personness to rub off on the children, don't you? You wanna make them better than you are. You wanna make them stronger, bolder, braver, closer to God, closer to each other and to their families and the community. Let's go, baby. Let's create some good citizens out there. I'm going to be a better uncle. And then in the future, I'm going to be a great dad. And then they're going to watch this show and be like, wow, that's embarrassing, Dad. Yeah! Maybe this show will provide a living for us. And they can't really make fun of us because the food that's bought on the table is from the Matthew Evern Show. Sponsor the show. Become a sponsor of the show. Let me promote your business here on the Matthew Evern Show. Wink! Having too much fun. All right. Got to eat a sandwich, guys. I love you. God bless America. You know we need it. Matthew Reburn Show.